For you, again, just I think obviously grew up in Battleford and got into golf a little bit in university, and then I think kind of life and kids got involved, but loving it now more than ever. Is that the Coles notes of your affair with the game?
I mean, not so much in university. I guess it was more when I started with dating my husband because his
Okay.
family were golfers. So it was like, all right, I guess I need to, get more comfortable with it because that was pretty much what they did every weekend we were together in the summer. So anyway, and then, after we married, we moved and lived in Chicago, and so
Wow.
the two of us every weekend would pick a different direction and find a new golf course and get out there and swing away. So it kind of took off more at that time where, we were pretty regular. Well, let's say at least weekend golfers and
Weekend warriors,
probably,
per se.
yeah, exactly. So, but then, yeah, like that kind of, yes, family comes and that kind of slowed down and have not been golfing on a regular basis for the last few years. And, but so then I always enjoyed the being out, but with the dropping off at the play level, my play got really inconsistent, and I found the game more frustrating than enjoyable.
Yeah, no, that's a very fair statement for sure. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
obviously much more fun when you're better at it, right?
absolutely. So, and that's what I thought. I thought, okay, if I want to do this, I want to be able to enjoy it. So I'm going to invest some money and time in trying to improve my game again and get to that point where I can, find that joy again in my game.
Well, I don't know if there's anybody better to bring joy into golf than Lisa Luswick, or Lisa Longball, as many would know her. But yes,
Yeah.
you and Denise decided to head out to Calgary and take part in this camp. And from all accounts, from your sister, it sounded amazing.
It was a great, intensive 3 days, and but the group of ladies were amazing, and so that was a great part of it. And all the instructors and that Lisa had working with her were great, and picked up something from each of them. So she has a really good like she had a really good team there.
For sure. It can be very nerve-wracking, going out in front of strangers and all that stuff, right? And that's something very unique about golf. You kind of playing with, new people all the time. But, a message to ladies that are, even men that are a little bit nervous to, venture into something like this.
Yeah, I guess, probably that yeah, as hard as it is, I think you really have to set that aside and know that it's about you that and what you're trying to get out of it. And it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing out there or thinking. They're focusing on their own game. Just to get out there and and allow yourself to be part of it. Like, don't let that fear take you away from it, because yeah, it is unnerving, when you might be out there with strangers. But then on the other hand, I also take a little bit of comfort in that it's like, I don't know these people. I'm never going to see them again. I'm just going to,
It doesn't matter if
do
you
my
hit a
best.
if you hit a bad one. I'm sure they've seen them, or they've done them themselves, right? That's what makes our game so
Absolutely.
great.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So regular player. I mean, again, back to my talk with Denise, she said she's out to Saskatoon Golf and Country Club now, playing quite regularly. What about you?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to be more regular on the range, actually. than on the course right now. And I find that I look forward more to my time on the range than I do on the course right now. Because it's more about me getting comfortable with building back my swing and mm-hmm. the confidence that I know what I'm doing, you know, consistently when I get up there. So I've been, you know, at least out to 3 times a week, if not more, on the range. And, you know, and golfed this weekend, and definitely seen improvement in many aspects. So still have some things to work on, but it's feeling much more comfortable again.
For sure. And I think, again, to go back to my chat with Lisa, one thing she said, yeah, confidence. And I mean, Lisa Bosa, right? She's the epitome of that. And that's the biggest, you know, it's more of a mental thing than physical, right? So you get over that, yes. And the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, I liked her, you know, her comment about giving yourself grace, be kind to yourself out there. Just, you know, like, it's easy to get down on yourself after a bad shot or something and let that negativity creep in. But it's like, just kind of have to, you know, smile, shrug it off, and look forward to the next swing.
Speaking of next one, would you go to something else like this again if it was like, you know, a local pro or somebody had it in Saskatchewan?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think it's a great way to, depending on where your game is at, either reinforce, you know, what you're doing well. But I think, you know, like what I took away is with the different pros really picked up on stuff like unique to my swing or whatever, that it was like, what are my tendencies and what should I focus on? And I think that kind of probably creeps into your game always. And if you understand that and always, you know, find a way to kind of keep improving. Definitely. There's like, I had been to, when we lived in Chicago, my husband and I went to a John Jacobs school in Indianapolis. And that's why I guess I was maybe looking forward to the golf school, because I took a lot away from it at that time in, you know, in my golf practice. And so I absolutely think it's a great, great tool. If anybody's looking for it, it's wonderful.